And thanks for joining me this evening. I'm Aaron Hay. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5 FM. I'm joined here in the studio by Mizzou's professor of viola, Leslie Perna. Thanks so much for coming by this evening.
It is totally my pleasure.
Wonderful. So you're here to discuss a great little recital we've got coming up here on the 29th of September. Why don't you tell us a little about it?
Well, this is a group of pieces. It's a program I have been dying to put together for a long time, but I've had to wait. And the reason I've had to wait is because I had to wait for 2019. Because the pieces that are on this program are all from the golden, what I call a golden year for viola, 1919. So I wanted to do a centennial celebration of these great works for viola. So I've had to wait, 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 and finally, it is 2019, and I'm putting these three pieces together, one by Hindemith, one by Bloch, and one by Rebecca Clark.
Nice. So you've picked these pieces out. What makes these pieces so great?
Well, there's a couple of things that are really kind of stand out about this year. One of the things is just that the repertoire for viola is and was before that date kind of sketchy. The viola really didn't gain acceptance as a solo instrument for quite a while. It was kind of it was beloved for its sound in the middle of a quartet or in the middle of an orchestra or in chamber music. But as a soloist, it kind of no one really explored the possibilities. And so as we started getting toward the very end of the 1800s, some composers started to realize the potential in the sound of the viola, the qualities that it possesses that are different from the other string instruments because of its size and the proportion. And so it really has a unique quality and a unique soul to its sound. So composers, it took them a long time to come around to that. And so by this point and this miraculous year, these three fantastic composers kind of converged on this year for some reason. Well, there was a reason, but they converged on this year and wrote these incredible pieces for viola that are, you know, some of the standout pieces and will always be some of the greatest pieces in the viola literature.
Great, great.
So one of the reasons 1919 and 2019 are so important was 1919 was the year that there was a great patron of the arts that was in New England around the Boston area. Her name was Elizabeth Sprague Coolidge. And she found herself a widow with lots of time and lots of money. And she decided that she was going to patronize the arts. And she was a real go-getter. And so she started she patronized lots of composers and the Chicago Symphony and the Boston Symphony and all those. But she also decided she was really interested in composers and new music. So she sponsored, 1919 was the very first year she started a chamber music competition. And so two of the three pieces we know for sure were actually written for and entered into that competition. The other one we suspect was written but never got sent into the competition. But probably that competition inspired these particular composers to write a piece. But why they chose viola? It just was one of those convergences of events.
A stroke of luck.
It's a stroke of luck. Now, Hindemith was, he considered his primary instrument viola, even though he played just about everything. And Rebecca Clark was a virtuoso violist. Ernst Bloch did not play viola. And yet wrote, for some reason, it was in the air or something, that viola was going to be the instrument that was going to have the qualities. And so that's kind of, I think, what happened in what inspired these works to happen in that particular year. It does turn out that Rebecca Clark and Ernst Bloch tied for winning the competition. And finally, the tie was broken by Ms. Coolidge herself, and she gave the award to Ernst Bloch. But no one could believe that it was a woman that wrote the other piece because it was so great. They just, at that time, they could not believe that there was a woman composer who could write a piece like that. So it is rather extraordinary.
Nice. So then tell me a little bit about the pieces themselves. What makes these pieces such a standout in the viola literature?
Mm-hmm. If you hear them, you'll know. But but they are actually, they're just incredibly well-crafted, all of them. They're all from the same year, from composers from very different parts of the world. One, Hindemith was is German and was from Germany. Bloch at this time had moved to the United States but was Swiss. And Rebecca Clark was British and had moved to the United States. So all from different places, but somehow, again, they all wrote pieces that I think, though very different structurally and sometimes sonically, they do sort of have that ethos of the period. There's a little bit of impressionism in each of them, especially the Rebecca Clark. They're just enormously well-written. The crafting of the pieces, but just they're wonderful to listen to. They're a pleasure to walk through and listen to. A lot of them are, two of them in particular, the Bloch and the Clark, are very cyclical, meaning they use motives over and over throughout the piece, and it kind of makes this connection that it's really fun to listen to the material be transformed in different ways. So that was that. There's just something about the architecture of the pieces themselves, but the sound and the quality of them and the way that the instrument is used, it's very virtuosic, which was unlike a lot of the music written before for viola. Really, we had two composers who really knew how to write for the viola and to make it sound good, to do things that, you know, to write notes that are high on the instrument but don't sound strained. You know, these are people that really knew how to write for the instrument.
You know, somebody can use the full range.
Exactly. And the counterplay between the piano and the viola is just extraordinary. They're extraordinary pieces of music.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, we very much look forward to seeing them performed here on the 29th at 3 p.m. at the Whitmore here on Mizzou's campus.
And with my partner, Natalia Boshakova, who I'm very much looking forward to playing with.
That's great. Yeah. So, did you do any touring this summer with the string trio, or?
We actually did a recording in Boston.
Okay.
We were recording some music written for us. It's part of a CD project of mine. I wanted to record all the music that involved viola of a very good composer and friend of mine in Boston, Andrew List. And so it includes a set of viola duos that he wrote for me that I played with a violist from Boston. It includes a kind of a sonata, but really it's a full piece with piano and viola called From the Heart of Ra, which is very Egyptian, with seven different movements kind of depicting the movement from life to death in the Egyptian mythology. Wonderful piece. And then we did the two string trios that he'd written for us. So one was Three Musical Meditations, and the other is Six Bagatelles.
Very cool.
So it was a really fun project. We did them at Berklee in their state-of-the-art studios, and great piano, great equipment, great sound engineers. We had a lot of fun. So that's what we were doing right when school ended last year. So
right on.
Perfect time to be in Boston in the spring.
Well, great. So. When the album comes out, we'll bring you back in here and we'll make you tell us all about it.
Great. I'd love to. It's great music.
Wonderful. All right. Well, Leslie, thanks so much for coming by again. This performance is on Sunday, the 29th of September, at the Whitmore at 3 p.m. Leslie Perna with Natalia Boshakova.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.